Good morning. My name is Lisa A. Romano, and I am, a life coach, for adult children of alcoholics. And today I want to discuss why it is we very nice codependents tend to attract narcissistic type personalities. And it's not as difficult as one might seem. In fact, the way I look at it is it's almost like an equation of 2 plus 2 equals 4. Now why is that? Well, the first thing that we have to understand is the mindset of a codependent. And as most of you probably know, is that we as adults are the product of what screens we have been projected upon. In other words, how our parents treated us and the way that we learn to perceive their love for us, or their lack of love for us, or their inability to love us, the way we learn to put meaning to that will definitely affect how we exist in the real world as adults. And so if you're a little girl and you had a narcissistic mom, perhaps, who was, for whatever reason, had issues with, was envious of your relationship with your father, which happens a lot. If your mother was narcissistic and you felt that she rejected you emotionally, if she glared at you, if she made fun of you, if she criticized you, if in front of neighbors and families and even dad, mom was this happy, bubbly, you know, wonderful person, and you experienced that shift in her personality and saw her one way when there were observers or witnesses, and then as soon as all the witnesses were gone, mom was beating the crap out of you, pulling your hair, or criticizing you, not showing up for you. What meaning did that give you about your worth as a child? Of course, it's going to be negative. I'm not worthy. I'm not enough. There must be something wrong with me because my own mother is rejecting me. And so when our mothers are unable to meet us or connect with us on a heart level, so if her heart chakra is closed, it can't send energy into our heart chakra. And so what ends up happening is we get this negative information from this woman, and we believe, we take it upon ourselves. And so that sets us up for a negative situation in terms of relationships later on. Why? Because we are coming into situations from a position of lack. We do not feel enough. We have no true identity of self. Our self-image is corrupt. And so, but we still have this yearning to be loved and to be accepted. We have this window that is open in our energetic system that all of our power is getting blown out of or sucked out of because we haven't learned to shut that window and love ourselves. Why? Because mom didn't love us, or we perceived that we were unlovable because of our relationship with mom. Very serious stuff. And so when we enter into a relationship, what ends up happening is that window in our energetic system attracts narcissists because we are like beacons that say, please love me, please love me, please need me. And very much like a moth to a flame, a narcissist can pick out a needy woman in a group. Absolutely 100%. A narcissist will not go after a woman of strength who has no energetic windows open in her chakra system. A woman who can take care of herself isn't interested in what other people think about her. Her value isn't wrapped up in getting validation outside of self. No way. That woman's energy system is sealed. She's self-actualized. She's self-fulfilling. She's self-loving. And so she's not going to have this energetic window that's open that is attracting a narcissist. And so narcissists are on the out, they're looking for people energetically, some unconsciously, some do it consciously, and that's the difference between a sociopath and a psychopath. But definitely narcissists, for the sake of this conversation, will say that a narcissist is unaware that he is seeking people to control. He's unaware. This is just what he does. So what happens is that if a woman, let's say, just to make this a simple conversation, we have a woman who perhaps grew up in an alcoholic home, father was emotionally absent, there was no heart chakra transmissions going back and forth between the father and the daughter. There's definitely this male energy that is missing. Dad's heart chakra is blocked, but the child's window is open. the window to her heart chakra is open. So there's this longing for this male energy that was never fulfilled. And so now she has a narcissistic mom who's angry because she can't leave dad, or she blames dad for why she's in this relationship, and he's an alcoholic, so, and she relies on him, so now she's angry because she needs him, and now she's got these kids to take care of, and now she feels stuck, and she's not a very mindful or connected human being, so what does she do? She reacts. She's got this lizard mentality, and she's just reacting out of defenses, you know. So she blames the kids for why she's a mess, and unfortunately, she blames us, her daughters, her children. Okay, so we have this child who energetically, this female who has this longing for a mother's energy, and she has a longing for this male energy. And so this disposition sets her off. So now she's, you know, 12 and she's, you know, 13 and she's what? She's out of the heart chakra. She's no longer looking for that energy from mom and dad. She's looking for it from the outside, seeking validation outside. She wants the male energy from outside. This child isn't moving from a position of power. She has these energetic windows that are open inside her chakra system. And so she attracts boys who take advantage of her. So what happens with a codependent is a codependent because they lack self-direction. They aren't self-actualized. Their connection to their heart has been interrupted. And so what self-actualized people do is they have a feeling or a gut instinct, and they accept it, they feel it, and then they act upon it in the real world. That's the strategy I use with my coaching clients, and I call it the 1-2-3. Accept how you feel what you feel, and decide in the real world what you want to do about it. So if I'm attracting a negative person to my experience and he's treating me poorly, I accept that this relationship is poor, I accept that it feels uncomfortable, and then I decide what I want to do about it. Maybe I want to end the relationship. I want to end my experience of this toxic person and shut the window between he and I. That's what a self-actualized person does. But when you are wounded as children and you go off into the adult world with this predisposition and you're unaware of it and you're reacting out of the programming, and so you've watched mom try to manipulate getting her needs met out of dad, and so she plays the victim. So what do? So when you go out and you marry Joe Schmo and he's a narcissist, and it's your birthday, and he acts like it's no big deal, what you do is, rather than set a boundary and accept how you feel, you're hurt, feel how you feel, and decide what you want to do about it. If this is a toxic relationship, you may want to go into therapy. You may want to put boundaries up. You may want to end the relationship. But what we do as codependents, unaware codependents, reacting rather than thinking, reacting to the thought process that's in our mind, reacting to the experiences that we had from childhood, doing what our parents did, what we do is this. So Joe Schmo comes home, it's our birthday, we're waiting for a gift, some flowers, something, which is normal, that's what we should be doing, it's our birthday, it's our special day. And Joe Schmo comes home and he eats your dinner that you made for him because he had such a tough day, and you're trying so hard to be good enough for him so he can validate you, because of course codependents seek validation from outside of self. We haven't yet learned to close that energetic window and validate self. And so Joe Schmo says, oh, thanks for dinner, pushes away from the table, gets up, takes a shower, and never mentions your birthday. So what we do as codependents is we don't confront Joe. We slam the kitchen cabinets. We grab the keys and we leave, and we don't tell him why. We don't say, this is how I feel, this is how your behavior affects me, and this is what I expect to happen next. We don't do that. We huff, we puff, we make a lot of drama in the house, we complain, we whine, we react, and then what? Nothing changes. So now Joe Schmo, if he's a narcissist, what he's going to do is his agenda is to minimize you. And so what happens is codependents want to blow up, but then they want to settle the peace. And they want the boat to stop rocking. And so when the narcissist says, what are you talking about? You're overreacting. I have a right to forget your birthday. I have a lot on my mind, you know, because narcissists, it's all about them. So then what happens is the codependent begins to lose her footing. And she goes right back into trying to make him happy. She actually feels guilty for expecting a birthday gift because the narcissist is able to take control over that neediness within a codependent. And so this can go on for years. People can die in this dynamic, and unfortunately many do. And so essentially, dear ones, codependents come from a position of lack. And because they are unable to satisfy self, and because they're tuned up for seeking validation outside of self, because they never got that validation from mom and dad, so that window in their chakra system is open, what they do is they walk through life seeking validation from outside of self. And a narcissist knows that this energetic being needs to be validated, and that's his weapon. That's his tool. He knows that the codependent is looking to be validated. And so as long as he does not validate the codependent stays like a fish on a sharp hook. And until we become aware of this, dear one, and begin closing the windows in our energetic system and begin taking care of self, this dynamic continues. I hope you've enjoyed this little talk here on Blog Talk Radio. I know that I did. Please visit my website at www.healingselfesteem.com. I am the author of the book, The Road Back to Me, My Road Beyond the Codependent Divorce, Loving the Self Affirmations, and Quantum Tools to Help You Heal Your Life Now. I'm a life coach with a private practice that deals with clients one-on-one who are essentially looking to heal the unconscious programming that has brought so much chaos to their adult lives. And I can attest to you, dear ones, that it is possible to heal. I have done it. Please check out my YouTube videos at Lisa A. Romano 1. You just search my name at YouTube. I'm also a writer for Ezine, and I enjoy what I do. I love what I do, and it's been my pleasure to work with you today. Bless you, dear ones.